In our last segment, we talked about the many antichrists that existed in John's day. We identified them as Gnosticism. But the question comes to us, since John said there is also a coming antichrist, singular, who is this antichrist that's coming? How will I be able to identify him? Well, let's just parse the word. The word antichrist is a compound word, obviously. Anti does not mean against Christ, like we might use it in English. Anti means in place of. Who is going to come in place of Christ in history? Well, we could ask this rhetorical question. Who was it that led one-third of the angels to believe that he could rule better than Christ? Who was it that had his eye on God's throne itself? Philippians 2 verses 5 through 6 say this. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped. New American Standard Bible. This word translated grasped literally means seized. In other words, Jesus did not see God's throne as something to seize. Obviously, Jesus was not going to do that. So why did the Apostle Paul, in writing the Philippians, use this word seized? Well, because he was making a backhanded reference toward the great deceiver, the one who tried to seize God's throne, the one who tried to reign in place of God and in place of Christ. Now, historically, the Protestant Reformation was all about three things: Bible alone, faith alone for salvation, and the papal system is the Antichrist. Now, where did they come up with the idea that the papal system of the Dark Ages was the Antichrist? If you go to Daniel, the 7th chapter, you find that there's a little horn that comes up among the 10 horns coming out of Rome, the 10 horns being the barbaric tribes that took over Rome and eventually became Europe. And then among them, a little horn came up and grew longer or greater than the other horns and actually dominated the other horns. So this little horn that would rule for 1260 years, the Protestant reformers all identified accurately, was the papacy of the Dark Ages. Well, why did they call him the Antichrist? They could not comprehend that anything that would do all those 11 identifying characteristics of Daniel 7 could be anyone other than the Antichrist. So they used the word Antichrist to identify the papal system of the Dark Ages. However, that wasn't truly accurate. What pope in history denies that Jesus came in the flesh? None of them. They're all about Jesus coming in the flesh. Look at a Catholic crucifix. Jesus hanging on a cross. He came in the flesh. They worship Jesus who came in the flesh, and rightly so. They did not deny that Jesus came in the flesh. The Gnostics did that. But in the future is one coming in the place of Christ. We've been talking about him. And he is Satan who will impersonate Christ or come in the place of Christ. Well, you might say, Satan believes that Jesus came in the flesh. That's true. However, behind every lie, we find Satan standing. In other words, Jesus said that Satan is the father of lies. So the lies of Gnosticism, that Jesus was just a phantom of the imagination, that lie, Satan was behind it. But he is the true Antichrist because he's coming before Jesus comes, and he's coming in the place of Christ to impersonate Christ. I don't believe there's going to be a one world government in spite of the globalist plans today. The Bible says in Daniel 2, in the days of those kings, plural, will the God of heaven set up a kingdom. The Bible does not predict a worldwide government led by an antichrist, whether it be from the United Nations or Rome. That's not going to happen. Satan is the true Antichrist, and he will come and attempt to bring about a millennium of peace before Christ puts an end to his party. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.